Well, I wasn't sure that I was going to do children's music in the beginning. I certainly didn't think I was a pioneer necessarily when I started, although it has turned out that way. So I was teaching preschool music as a part-time job while I was also playing, as you said, in bands. I actually started off, I was in a cover band at the time, but I had my own original band and I was playing in friends' bands, and I had also played a lot of just solo shows at cafes in the city, and it was just kind of something I was exploring and actually wondering, could I be a musician as my career? I kind of had assumed that I couldn't, that nobody would pay me to do that. But what I found was having the job as a preschool music teacher led to singing at birthday parties with kids. And then I made my first, what was a cassette tape at the time. And I made it so that the kids could play and sing the songs at home with their parents, because we were making them up in the classes together, and people really liked them. And that just, I don't know, that worked for me. A lot of people loved the original music I was writing. I got better responses from that than, you know, playing 90s music in a cover band. So I loved that. I loved being able to be creative and to work with kids and get such immediate joyous responses from families instead of people in bars, you know, like yelling at me to play Freebird. So I just kind of followed that and realized, oh, I can make a career for myself in music. It just isn't necessarily the one I had envisioned. And as far as turning my songs into books, it's interesting. I love the idea of doing something creative and then seeing how many forms it can take. You know, if there's a good creative idea, it can have a lot of lives, and it brings a lot of joy to people that way. And I also find that it just, the expansion of the creative idea is so exciting and inspiring. And one of the great things about making a picture book is that I get to work with illustrators who are phenomenally talented, and which is what's happening with these. Ben Clanton is going to be doing the first one, We Are the Dinosaurs, and then Camille Garoche will be doing Pillowland after that. We're going to hopefully keep making books and alternate between them. We have plans right now for three, but I hope that there will be many more. So it's just this wonderful experience of, I have an idea in my head, it turns into a song, and then I get to work with somebody else who takes those ideas and just makes them exponentially grow and allow people to experience them, including myself, in a whole new way that I couldn't have imagined myself necessarily. So it's just an exciting process, and I hope it really gives the songs even longer life and, again, more of a chance to just bring pleasure to people.